5:27 South African time on this beautiful Mubarak Friday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ila al-Jannah. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. And yes, today is the 16th of Muharram, 1445. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Friday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Yaz Hussein. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today the Mubarak honorable day of Jumu'ah Friday, the 16th of Muharram, 1445, we focus on chapter 28, Suratul Qasas, and verses 20-21. Remember that Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Moses, peace be upon him, begged and implored and petitioned and beseeched Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, chapter 28, verse 17, call. He said, Rabbi bima an'amta alayya, O my beloved sustainer, nourisher, provider, because of the bounties, favors you have conferred upon me, falan akuna, nor now, nor in the future, will I be dhuhira lil mujrimeen, will I be assisting and helping the criminals, the people who are propagating, peddling the untruth, the falsehood, and things that are incorrect. So I will never be part and parcel of them. So now what happens? Chapter 28 and verses 20-21. As far as the enemies go, Musa, Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam has committed murder and homicide, and now they want his blood. وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْعَى. And a person came. What is his name? We don't know. Almighty Allah did not mention it. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not mention it in any authentic hadith. Min Aqsal Madina, from the remotest part of the town, this person came. Yes, running and rushing. Qal, and this person was a well-wisher of Nabi Musa, Moses, peace be upon him, and said, Qala ya Musa, O Moses, innal mala'a ya'tamiruna bika, verily the chiefs, the cabinet, the ministers, they having their G20, their G40, their G50, they having their big conference and meeting, and sometimes they having their clandestine meetings also, their caucus meetings. يَأْتَمِرُونَ بِكَ. There in the meeting they are discussing about you. لِيَقْتُلُوكَ. They want to kill you. They want to murder you. They want to assassinate you, O Moses. Always people try and silence the truth. This is people who are tenpot dictators from time immemorial. فَخْرُجْ. You better leave Egypt. You better go from here, O Moses. Inni laka minan nasihin. Indeed, I am for you, O Moses. O Nabi Musa alayhi salam, minan nasihin. Your sincere well-wisher. Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Chapter number 66, verse number 8. when we repent and beg Almighty Allah for tawbah and for forgiveness, it must be such a repentance, tawbatan nasuha. So you find the word nasuha, you find the word nasihin, you find in Sahih Muslim, ad-deenu an-nasiha. So deen Islam is sincere advice. Sometimes people translate it just as advice. It's an incomplete translation. The word sincere has to be mentioned, remember that. Then you are translating it correctly. So today we say we're giving people advice. So most of the time that advice does not work properly. Why? Because we are not sincere, or the person we are giving it to, he or she is not sincere, or both parties are not sincere. An eye for you, O Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, min an-nasihin. I am giving you this advice from the bottom of my heart. You must leave. فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا. And now he starts, he leaves. So he looks here and there, خَائِفَ. He's fearing, he's alone. يَتَرَقَّبُ. He's waiting and watching. What's happening? And will I be intercepted? Will I be assassinated? All these thoughts are going through his mind. And all these things are going through. But Allah protects the prophets and messengers. Allah will protect people on truth. And even if they are assassinated or murdered, then tomorrow they will be raised as martyrs. And remember that they will want to come back into this world. And they want to do that all over again. Because of the honor Almighty Allah has bestowed and conferred upon them. يَتَرَقَّبُ قَالْ. Now he begs, he petitions, he implores Almighty Allah. رَبِّ نَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Oh beloved Allah, you save me, you rescue me from a people who are the tinpot dictators, the oppressors and the transgressors and so forth. When we look at the Pharaoh's wife, Sayyida Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, then she also made a very, very similar dua and supplication. And that's the dua we should be also making. What did she say? Chapter 66, Surah Al-Tahrim. This is the wife of the Pharaoh. وَنَجِّنِي مِنْ فِرْعَوْنَ. Oh Almighty Allah, you save and rescue me from the Pharaoh, the tinpot dictator. وَعَمَلِهِ. And his actions. وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And O Allah, rescue and save me from a people who are the tyrants and the oppressors and tinpot dictators. Chapter 66 and verse number 11. So there you have it, you see. Wonderful, powerful, potent du'as and supplications of prophets and the pious people are enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us give you the local, national, international, global news, views and interviews. Number one, we start with the two haramis, the two biggest enemies of Muslims and Islam, as mentioned in the noble Quran, chapter 5, verse number 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies are the Jews, and you can see the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children, the cursed nation there in Israel. And you can see وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and the idol worshippers, the Hindus. You can see the butcher of Gujarat and his people, what they are doing. We will mention to you now. Haaretz newspaper carries this news. Quarter of the Palestinians that are jailed, they are in detention without trial. Now, if you got 100,000 of them in jail in various parts, 25,000 are just languishing there, but there's no trial. You just keep them there, but they are the democracy of the Middle East. That is the Jutlas, the Haramis, illegitimate regime of Bibi Netanyahu, Smotrich, and Ben-Gvir, the donkey, the Himar. So that is the truth, and it's coming from the horse's mouth. Look at their education system of these haramis, jutlas. And all this is from the Haaretz. From first grade to the grave, the Israelis are taught to dehumanize the Palestinians. You mustn't even consider them to be human beings. You must treat them as third class, fourth class, fifth class. You put a bullet through them also. No questions will be asked. How many times they put a bullet through the Palestinians? Our sister, she's not a Muslim, but a sister in humanity, Shirin Abu Akila, Muhammad Tamim, 2-year-old youngster, infant, put a bullet through him, file closed, no questions asked. So that is how they behave. They are subhuman and a cursed nation, and they will lose everything. As we told the white minority regime, the apartheid regime in South Africa, but they were too arrogant to listen. And today you can see that what happened to the apartheid regime here in South Africa. But there we will say apartheid Nazi regime, because they behave just like Hitler. And it's a terrorist regime, because occupation is terrorism. India, its ethnic cleansing is taking place there. Now they're arresting the imams. Yesterday, Thursday, the imam means the leader of the Muslim community, the one who leads them in prayers and so forth. Yesterday in Lucknow, in other places, they arrested the imams and they're burning and they are like now desecrating our holy places, our mosque and so forth and so on. And then the latest news to come from India, Modi ji, the butcher of Gujarat, will be coming personally to South Africa. But remember, they are so worried about the name of India, because India is so disgraced internationally and globally. The G20 summit will take place there in September. So he will be here in South Africa personally, Modi, the butcher of Gujarat, at the end of this August for the BRICS summit, and then the G20 will be hosted there. But the world is seeing what they are doing to the minorities, the Christians there in Manipur, what they are doing to the minorities, the Muslims there in Delhi and Mewat and Nuha and Lucknow and all these places. You Muslims of South Africa, I'm addressing you. You Muslims of South Africa, if you have true iman, then every one of you, and especially that our ulama and scholars, I'm speaking of true ulama, sellouts, I'll come to them just now. True ulama and your organizations, you should be already releasing this week, next week, statements that we don't welcome Modi here, and Modi is a butcher of Gujarat, and we must highlight the crimes of the BJP and RSS and all the ethnic cleansing taking place, and the Hindu, the nationalistic ideals they want, that Muslims, Christians, Sikhs are all treated as second, third, fourth class. And you don't have to make propaganda, just state the facts, and you have to send it to every media, and Muslim media, non-Muslim media. We know in our own fraternity we have sellouts and traitors, you must remember. Some of them I know personally, they met Modi in his previous visits, and they even defended Modi. These are the people, فَلَنْ أَكُونَ ظَهِيرًا لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ. We can never have these mujrims. They are traitors to Islam. They are scholars for dollars. We need to name them. We need to shame them. We need to nail them. And you, I know my advocates, my attorneys, my senior counsels, we have good contact with you. Please, we beg you again, that do all your work and bring it to the fore and tell them, مَعَذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. We know from day one we can't stop it, but at least we can say, oh Almighty Allah, this is what we tried, what was in our capacity. That is what the Quran Sharif teaches us. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. Never incline and never turn and bend towards these zalims who are murdering our people, raping our women, and arresting our ulama. And you go and meet them, you go and defend them, shame on you, man. We need to, expose you more and more and more. Look at these Arab regimes. Now we go to another story. Morocco. I told you, Saudi Arabia, currently the government a kuffar. MBS is a pakka murtad. MBZ of Emirates, pakka murtad. Kings of Jordan, king of Bahrain, king of Morocco, all murtad. The fair murtad means an apostate out of the fold of Islam, even though they got Muslim name. The pharaoh in Egypt, murtad, all lot of them. So one person, he sent a tweet or wrote article or whatever. So you must remember, against the so-called normalization between Morocco and Israel, the rogue regime. Can you believe this? They sentenced that citizen for 5 years. This is your so-called democracy. The king of, remember, Morocco, found drunk in France once occasion. So these are the people you are dealing with. Sunak, another disgrace, you must remember, to Asia. So he's signing off with all the fossil companies, giving this one a contract, this one a contract. So now this group, Greenpeace activists, they climbed up top of his house. Can you believe that? £2 million British pounds house, lap of luxury. And they placed big black banners again around the house, and they like painted it black, you understand? So very good you did. I salute you guys. You must disgrace Sunak. You must remember that any person sides with Israel, whether it's Sunak or Biden or any other harami, then we must shame them, name them, and so forth. Well done to you. And now they arrested them. So anyway, Hunter Biden is busy again. You see, he can't look after his rifle. Every second, third day, every week, he's busy with a new prostitute. You go read his life and see. So now it has come out on the wires, in the news, that he has received large sums of money from the Ukraine, you see. So that is what Biden Senior, Biden Junior, all busy with, cutting deals with Ukraine and so on. Trump is a big harami. So Trump says, you charge me how much you want to. Mine is not guilty. And he says, you can persecute me or you can prosecute me. He worked it out himself. This is Trump. He says, if they send me to jail, I will be in jail for 561 years. 561 years. This is American politics, the laughing stock of the world. Why are they persecuting Trump? Because they know Trump will win the Republican ticket, and he will stand against Biden, and he will win against Biden. But Obama is very worried, and he called Biden. Biden was under him. He was a President Obama, and Biden was a Deputy Vice President. He said, to Biden, you better be careful. This guy is going to stand against you, and he will be a formidable opponent to you, meaning he's going to defeat you. Better wake up from now. Russia has now bombed and shelled, remember, one old church there in Kherson, there in Ukraine. So obviously we don't agree with bombing religious places and so forth. But Russia, we love you, bomb. We love you, we like you, Putin. You're a big harami, not a small harami, a big harami. But that's why we like you. At least you're standing up to America and NATO and Europe and Sunak and all lot. Unleash, you must remember, your nuclear for them. Take on let your submarines go, oh Putin. Just give them a taste of it a little bit. Iran is ready. Iran yesterday unveiled, you must remember, that such missiles that on their ships and all that, you must remember, can travel 600 kilometers. They're controlling the Hormuz. They're controlling the waters and the seas there. These Arab regimes, Iran can finish them up in 1 week. Shias are pakka kafir, 100% out of the fall of Islam. But what is the truth, we must say? So does Arabs will rely more on America and so forth. So we must be clear on this. Now listen to Sunak and his government. UK is prepared and may kick out 100,000 Ukrainians. You see, when the Somalis wanted to come, Syrians wanted to come, they told them, we'll send you to Rwanda. When the whiteys came, they said, welcome. Now remember, it is a huge, huge drain on their fiscus, and they don't know what to do, so they say, return to sender. So they must bite kick out, it may be. Niger, the Janta, Junta, call whatever you want. You guys doing well there. I like you guys. Anybody hits the French or America, me, I'm with you. So they say all French TV, French channels closed. No French TV, no French radio. Nothing will be broadcast from Niger. Very good move. Now they cut off and said no cooperation, military cooperation with France and certain with America also. So you take them on. Don't worry. You got the support of Mali. You got the support of Burkina Faso. You got support of people. What these whiteys are doing in your country, looting, plundering and stealing there, that's their job. That you must remember, neo-colonizers. That is the new way of colonizing people, and that the whiteys do, America, France, Britain, and the West, and they come tell you of democracy and so forth and so on. For us as South Africans, we should be very, very concerned. Not far from us, here in Johannesburg, Eldorado Park, and all these places, it's like a small war going on, like a civil war going on, basically. You must remember, people are fed up. This nice word in Afrikaans, but on air, I can't use it. So you must remember that they're totally frustrated with the ANC government. They still got pit toilets. They still don't have streets properly. They don't have amenities. Nothing seems to be working. And the Zama-Zamas are telling the minister or police, don't come waste our time with your policemen. Bring your army. We are well armed. Your own police will run away. Can you believe this is happening in our beloved country? So, you know, idiots only can justify what ANC has done currently in this country. I told you 100 times, I'll never vote for them and I never voted for them. You know what ANC means, you understand? African national crime and corruption and criminals. That is what it means. Very sad story for us as Muslims in South Africa. A brother by the name of Dawood Lakhardin, there is in Khikhebe or whatever you call it, I call it PE. So you must remember, Dawood Lakhardin on his shop put there a big notice. No LGBT welcome here. So the human rights guys, they went and now they want to charge him hundreds of thousands fine and maybe even imprisonment and so forth. I thought we got freedom of religion. I thought we got freedom of speech. I thought we got freedom of expression. It is my property if I say that I don't want you. Yes, yeah, so why is there a problem? But he's a Muslim, you see. So now there's big problem. So that for him. Make dua. I don't know the guy, but I read it yesterday in the News 24. Dawood Lakhardin, there in Port Elizabeth. Allah Jalla wa'ala make easy for him and the Muslims throughout the world. Ameen. Inshallah, today 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Aku with Mawz Zahid Khan, and then inshallah 11:30 we link up with Makkah. Today in Makkah Mukarrama is Sheikh Sudais, and there in Medina Munawwara is Sheikh Huzaifi, and I will be, first time in my life I'm going there, Victory Park, you understood? Allah give us victory against the enemies always. So we're going there and the lecture will start at 12:10 and it will be live inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz on Markaz Sahaba. So I will be at Victory Park. People asked me yesterday, where's this Victory Park? I say it's near this Amarantia and London and all these places. But I'll send out, inshallah, the location today. So those of you who want to come there, to welcome, alhamdulillah.
I've got a brother, Raymond. He says, AK, you heard men spent over 200K to transform himself into a dog. Ustad?
Yes, I read about it there in Japan. So that is your Western culture, you must remember. That summa radadanahu asfala safilin. Human being is the masterpiece of Almighty Allah's creation. But when Satan, Lucifer and his cronies, comrades get hold of him, so then he doesn't know where his entry or where his exit. So Adam must go to Eve. But now Adam decided, no, I don't like Eve, I want to go to Steve. And Steve wants to become Eve, and Eve wants to become Steve, and all these things. So this harami Japanese guy, he said, take all these dollars I'm giving you, $15,000 or whatever. I read the article, and now transform me and make me into a dog. So he became a dog mentality. So this is exactly what Satan does. Chapter 4, verse 119. When he was expelled from Jannah and Paradise, he took various oaths, and one oath he took وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ I will command them and they will change the creation of Allah. See, supposed to be intellectuals and academic. I've been to Japan. One of the cleanest countries, most organized and so forth. But you get shaitani forces, satanic forces everywhere.
I've got Damon Ustad. He says that my mom is 87. She believes in Islam as the final religion, but refuses to become Muslim because she says she believes that all prophets were messengers from God. Because Jesus will return, she says, is it not true that he will then be the final prophet? Damon Ustad.
Remember, Damon, you must explain to your mother what true Islam is. She's got three-quarters the story correct. Remember that all the prophets and messengers, Adam, Noah, Abraham, Ishmael, David, Solomon, and Moses, Jesus, and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were all selected by Almighty Allah, jalla wala. However, she must believe to become a Muslim that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was, is, will always be. Therefore, when these people embrace Islam, our brother Ibrahim Anderson and others, then I always translate it, وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ That the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, remember, was, is, will always be the last and the final messenger of Almighty Allah. Now you, the mother of Damon, I hope you are listening, my mother. So this is the sequence of events. This is the chronological table, and you need to understand it. We as Muslims believe that the period between Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and of Prophet Muhammad is 600 years. So it means plus minus, right? And that is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, and that is our belief. So you should know that much, my sister and my mother. And then when you say Jesus will come back, that is true. But he won't come back as a prophet. He will come back as a follower of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So that is our unanimous belief. So I want you to study, my sister, my mother, chapter 33 and verse number 40. Chapter 33, verse 40. مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِرِجَالِكُمْ He was not the father of any of your men. All his sons passed away, three sons, in infancy. وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ But he is the messenger of Almighty Allah, selected by Almighty Allah, وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ And the seal and the last and final prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah. Chapter 33, verse number 40. So mother of Damon, our mother, they changed that and say Jesus was born miraculously to Mary, and that is plus minus 600 years before the Milad and Milad Mubarak auspicious birth of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he returns, we believe in the second return of Jesus, but he will not be a prophet. He will be a follower of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and he will pass away there in Medina Munawwara, he'll get married, he'll have a wife, he'll have two sons, and he will pass away naturally and be buried right next to Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is what Muslims believe in. So explain to Honorable Mother the true story and tell her she's 87, she has to embrace Islam immediately if she wants eternal bliss, success and prosperity.
Ameen.
We make dua for her. Allah guide her and entire human race to the light of Islam.
Ameen. Somebody says, Mufti Sahab, the farmers declare a war on EFF. This is going to get very bad, Mufti Sahab. Ustad.
EFF, Julius, I don't agree with many of his statements, but yesterday that one that came through the wires, I like that word, that came through, you understand, yesterday, day for yesterday. He said, EFF, Julius, he said that once we come into power, then we're going to kick out all this Israeli ambassador, embassy, and we will withdraw our ambassador from South Africa because they are murdering and they are killing our people in Palestine and they practice on apartheid and many things, he said. On that score, I agree with you, EFF, and I agree with you, Julius, remember that. So you must remember remember this, that when you ask a question, that it must not be a selective question. It must be a holistic question. Now you say there'll be big problem between EFF and between, you must remember, the farmers. You have to go back in our history when I was there in the African township. So the Boer, the farmers, you know how they used to treat the African? What names used to call them? How many African ladies were impregnated, were raped by those Boers? I don't say all, but there were many cases like this and so forth. But because it was the white minority regime, they would get away and so forth. So this was one of their freedom songs they used to say. How I say today, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So remember, because Israel is a settler regime, is a terrorist regime. So that is what they used to sing in those days and so on. So Julius got a fair point on this point here, that when they say Boer and all these type of things, so remember, they remember reminding their people of the atrocities committed by many farmers during the apartheid regime.
I see. Ezekiel says, you heard Russian mafia says Putin has to go. So now talk, aka Ezekiel Ustad.
You know, Ezekiel, you must go read the Bible. And then you will find Ezekiel there, two adulterous sisters. You understand, Ezekiel? So I'm hearing about Putin. Putin got cancer. And Putin and them are running out of arms. Putin and them are losing the war. But who's giving you the news, my brother Ezekiel? You can't be. I think you took a vaccine up your stand posterior. And you must remember that. So therefore, you got a rooster and a booster. So therefore, you speak like that. You must remember Putin is roasting them and toasting them. Come more. He told NATO, I'm ready for you. He told, underpants man. You know underpants man, Biden. Biden, he wears nappies. You understood? He's supposed to be the commander-in-chief of America. He can't hold a bullet, he can't hold a gun straight and with his nappies. So you must remember these type of things. And Putin is a 7-dan karate expert. He can one smack, he'll die, you know. So you must remember this. So your news is filtering down from the Zionist and American media, and you, like a, you understand, puppet. Yes, yes. You see, in our Muslims, Ezekiel, I give you one quick story because I just got 2-3 minutes left. In our Muslims, when you study surnames, you will laugh, you know. You get one family. So they come from India 100 years ago. So anybody tell them something, they say, G, G. So they call them G-Bai. You understand? They say, yes, man. And then you have another family. So they used to say, no, no, no. So they call them Nanabai. You see? Say, no, no. So you are the G-Bai. You understand? Don't be a fool and an idiot, Ezekiel.
Ustad, you got a new listener. There's a sister. She says she's been following your program every morning. Her name is Parvati. I'm a Hindu sister. Why is everyone criticizing Modi despite his hard work? Could you please explain to me? Parvati, Ustad.
Parvati, what hard work is he doing? Is this the hard work, Parvati? You must not be a blind follower. Remember that you must be a critical follower. Sift out the truth from the falsehood. Let me give you 3-4 statistics. You just Google it and see. Number one, in early 2000, 2001, 2002, he gave his thugs, he gave his mob, he gave his terrorists 3 days. He was the governor and the chief, the minister in Gujarat, and told them, do whatever you want to with the Muslims. More than 2,000 Muslims were killed and murdered, women raped by the Modi regime. There he was in charge, one. And this was in Gujarat. And the American regime told him at that time, you will not be allowed to enter into America for 10 years for the atrocities and crimes you have committed. What you say about that, Parvati, my sister? Go to your United Nations and go see what the people there, the politicians, have to say. In Kashmir and all that, more than 10,000, you must remember, of our women got raped and so forth. Currently, as I speak to you, my sister Parvati, do you know anything of Indian-administered Kashmir? There are 8 million, 9 million Muslims there. And remember, it's the only place, you know, like a big place, where Muslims are in the majority, but you got 1 million army there. there. For what you got? One of the most military zone hands in the world. You understand? Almost like North Korea and all these places. Second one. Third one, do you justify the burning of the mosque and vandalizing our places and so forth? Do you really think that a Modi or any Hindu or any terrorist can wipe out the 700 years rule, you must remember, of Muslims in India, like the Kufar Shias have done? From 1501, they came into power, Kufar Shias, the Safavi family. From 1501 till now, 2023, 520 years. So they wiped out all the things, or majority of the things, the Muslims have done. So that is what you are trying to do. You must remember, Parvati, become a person who's fair and just, not a blind follower. That is my message to you and to all humankind. Stand for truth and stand for justice. Don't follow the sellouts and the traitors of Islam and of your religion as well. Modi is a disgrace to the Hindu religion and to the peace what Hinduism really preaches. So if you'll wake up, then you will understand that you will lose the whole of India. You will lose the whole of Israel. That is what's going to happen sooner rather than later, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.